Atheist Nomads, episode 339.
The podcast you're about to listen to includes cursing and talking about hoo-haws. Please be advised.
Welcome to another episode of Atheist Nomads. I am Dustin, and joining me is Lauren.
Hello!
And this is going to be a lightly edited episode.
Yeah. We put it off, and now we have no choice.
Yep. Well, Lauren,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
And it is your fault. You fell.
Yeah, I bonked my head yesterday pretty bad, so I was not feeling well.
Yeah. And I was working on Schisms before that. So, yes, Schisms
His
episode
new pet project.
2 is out. You can find it at schismpod.com. The first episode went into the Hellenistic world and why an Egyptian bishop would be speaking Greek. And the second episode is on why Rome matters. Not that that's ever anything that anybody has ever questioned.
But the why.
But the why. You know, going it through kind of the history of the Roman Empire and really setting the stage for the discussion I'll be doing on, or coverage I'll be doing on the development and early Christian period. And then we'll get into the absolute craziness that was the 5th century.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Enough about that. People aren't here for that.
Nope, they are here for Atheist Nomads.
Current news.
And we have news, yes. A Cincinnati pediatrician posted on TikTok, we will get to that part later, a very cute video about vaccines and why they're good, where she's with music in the background, she's dancing along to the music and pointing as illnesses that vaccines prevent pop up on the screen. You know, influenza, measles, HPV, polio, meningitis, pertussis, etc.
Yeah, it's really cute.
It is.
But well done.
Yeah, it's been seen by at least 1.5 million people. So you could say that it went viral. And how many death threats has she had?
Viral. Sorry. got that. Yeah, death threats.
Yeah.
People coming out of the woodwork to tell her that what she's doing is evil, that she better be careful about where she works. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. She's a doctor. Dr. Nicole Baldwin. She went to medical school. She did residency. She's a fucking doctor.
I just can't imagine somebody being so anti-vax that they would threaten to kill somebody else over it.
I think the part that really got them is the last bit where it pops up and they don't cause autism.
They don't.
Right.
So
that's been thoroughly proven.
Yeah. And people are still saying that?
Yep.
It's still not worth a death threat.
Nope.
Heck, having an autistic child isn't worth getting a death threat.
But this is 2020. And
fake news is real news.
Reasonable opinions are worthy of death threats.
Fake truths. Yeah, it's... Wow, humanity. Uh-huh. You suck.
And it's TikTok, too, which I am aware of and have serious, serious reservations about.
Well, you would never use it.
No. It's short little video clips that are supposed to be cute and entertaining. That's not me.
No.
Also,
or to send unsolicited dick pics.
I thought that was Snapchat.
That's all of them, Dustin. Oh, you fell into my trap. It's a trap. They're all dick pics.
But it is, it's Chinese, which means the Chinese government is involved. Yes, the company behind it is saying that they have good policies and aren't censoring and all of that. But you don't do business in China without the Chinese government okaying it, which means
it's been, yeah.
I don't think you'd be able to talk about
not like the Talk Talk app, which was a ripoff that what it what was it? I think it was a hack.
Huh.
I think it was passwords, usernames and passwords, all the photos, all the videos.
Okay.
Were hacked, but yeah. That was out of China too.
Well, TikTok did get a really bad hack too.
Yeah.
That has since been fixed, but yeah, it still is. There's like, I think it'd be fascinating to sign up for an account and do a video talking very quickly about China's genocide in the Western regions against Muslims there, And I think that that would probably be taken down.
Yeah. Quick. Quick-like.
Yes. Utah has an update on a story we previously covered. Their plan to ban gay conversion for minors has gone into effect.
Okay.
Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
But?
So, this is a win. I want to make sure that is very clear. You are prohibited from engaging in conversion therapy if you are a psychologist, psychiatrist, or, and I believe, medical doctor. So that part is all good. It specifically rules, you know, calls out trying to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of LGBTQ minors in the state. There's a chance that some might try to skirt it by saying those aren't real.
Yeah.
They probably don't have to because there are exemptions for clergy.
What, clergy under the age of 18? Because this only applies to minors.
The rule applies to therapists they interact with minors.
Okay.
They got an exemption put in for clergy.
Bullshit.
Which the Mormon Church signed off on. Which means if you
are... Where most of the abuse takes place.
And with the way that clergy is defined in the Mormon Church, if you get elevated to such a position that you count, and you are a therapist, and the child that gets brought to you is a member of your ward, you can still do it.
Yeah. And most deconversion camps are religious-based anyway.
Uh-huh.
They're not backed up by anybody else.
The whole practice is religious.
The exemption just doesn't help anybody.
And this would actually be kind of reasonable if it wasn't in Utah, where most clergy in Utah are not real professional clergy. Like, this rule would not make... this exemption would not make sense in non-Mormon worlds, where clergy are not therapists. Those are separate professions.
Yeah.
Mormons don't have professional clergy, therefore, I bet there's going to be a whole lot of Mormon therapists that are going to be named bishop soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So last week, I screwed up.
Gasp.
I took an article that at the point of recording was, I think, 2 days old that said that a bill was going to pass, and I rounded it up based on the date in the article that that vote was going to happen to it passed.
Oh. It didn't pass.
It didn't pass.
Womp womp.
So we brought up at the very end of our discussion about New Jersey's new vaccine bill, the objection that was starting to be raised that the compromise that they'd reached to win over one Republican that they needed to get a majority in the New Jersey Senate to pass the bill, that compromise exempted private schools from the requirement.
Yeah.
So if you had a religious or personal exemption, you could, if a private school chose to accept it, send your kid to that school. Those schools would then have to publish publicly what their vaccination rates are.
Okay.
That was called out by a member of the New Jersey Senate who is black as looking a lot like segregation.
Because only white people go to private school. Well, no. But
it started off with some of the protesters complaining that, oh, so you make it so that medical freedom is a privilege of the rich. And that's
a poverty thing. Yeah.
To a senator who thought it sounded a little bit like segregation. Because, yes, you are correct. Only white people send their kids to private schools. I know that's an exaggeration.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
But not by much.
And yeah, why, I love the medical freedom. The rich have always had more medical freedom than the poor.
The rich have always had more freedom, period. Yeah.
So I don't understand why that's the argument. That's the way life is. If mm-hmm. you can afford it, you can go get anything done to yourself.
Yep. If you've got millions of dollars, you can have all the plastic surgery in the world that you want. You can have...
You can pay for that insulin.
Yep. You can have all the medicine you want and need. Never have to worry about whether or not you're going to be able to afford it. never going to have to consider whether or not a medically necessary procedure is going to be covered.
That's what it's going to cost.
But that's not what this is, because vaccines are free under all insurance plans. And even if you have managed to avoid getting insurance coverage, every health department in the United States will provide vaccines.
Yeah. This is just for the obstinate person who insisted on having no insurance because they were willing to take the what do you call that under Obamacare?
The personal punishment. Mandate. The penalty.
Penalty, yeah.
Which has been reduced to zero.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, but they signed the paper basically saying that they refuse insurance. Yep. And they refuse to go to any public place to get the vaccine. So they're depending on what? Walgreens? Walmart?
But
Fred Meyer?
It gets even worse than that. The way the protesters framed it and the way the debate went down, it wasn't about whether or not getting vaccines was a punishment on the poor. It was that being forced to get vaccines was.
Yeah, because the U.S. has bad history there.
Mm-hmm.
Forcing a whole bunch of people to get something like sterilization and
experimental vaccines
in the name of public health. So that's a black mark on our history that we really should not be repeating.
But that's not what this is.
Yeah.
This was just, yeah, in a lot of states, the rules are more lax for private schools because it's harder to make the argument successfully that strict rules that apply to public education where you have insanely large amounts of people also have to apply to private schools. And it's a lot harder to say that private schools have to follow all the same rules as public schools because, well, they're private.
Yeah. I mean, true. I can see both sides of the argument there. Clever protesters who wanted it shut down.
Yeah.
For the wrong reasons.
And this was a case...
Well, for the right reasons, but not for the good of public health. There we go. They think it's the right reasons.
Right. They're wrong.
Well, you think they're wrong.
No, the protesters are factually wrong.
About
vaccines.
About vaccines.
Yes.
That being forced to take a vaccine is... Wait. What?
The protesters were calling forced vaccination murder.
You should have started with that.
We covered that
last
time.
You buried the lead.
No, that was last week's lead.
Yeah. Okay. Erase everything I just said, then. I was confused.
No, the protesters were crazy anti-vaxxers calling the state Senate murderers for even considering passing a bill that would require them to get their kids vaccinated.
Because they're going to kill themselves? Because they're going to kill somebody if it gets passed?
No, they believe the vaccines will kill them.
Well, yeah, okay. I believe the sky falling will kill me. That's whatever. Crazy people?
Oh, man.
No, yeah, okay. Frustrating. And yeah. That shouldn't be swaying politics.
And it was good politics that a compromise was reached to get enough support from both sides of the aisle to pass the bill.
That's how our government is supposed to work.
It is. Until protesters can shame people on or find ways to convince people to drop it.
Yeah.
And then the compromise killed it. Because it wouldn't have looked like it was segregation if it applied to private schools as well.
Yep.
And honestly, I think he's right. The private school bullshit, it made sense when vaccination rates were high. Religious exemptions made sense when almost nobody used them.
Yeah. Where it was pockets of communities just spread out and you were still well above the herd immunity. But when you're dropping way below, I mean, we're not talking just barely making it. We're talking way below. You can't just let Typhoid Marys walk around, you know?
And what New Jersey is specifically dealing with is the Orthodox Jewish community that lives in New Jersey, largely being unvaccinated and largely sending their kids to yeshivas that would fall under this exemption as being private schools, and traveling to Israel frequently where measles is endemic. That's how we got this big bad outbreak. and having, if it just stays within that community, that's one thing. Breaking out of that community into your average white non-Jewish anti-vaxxers families, then it's game over. So Brian Fisher took to his blog.
You're looking at me like I should know who that is.
We've had him on, had his stuff on the show quite a bit. He's a right-wing Christian blowhard.
Okay. I don't do well with names. Have you noticed?
Yes. the title of his post was In Defense of Christian Nationalism.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Brian Fisher, yeah. In Defense of Christian Nationalism. He starts off with America's Constitution is shot through with the thinking of Christian statesmen who shared a deep, dyed view of the world soaked deeply in the Bible. And if you believe in a God who is the creator of all men and who are made in the image and likeness of God, you are a Christian nationalist. He goes on, I am a Christian nationalist because the founders were. The founders established a nation grounded and rooted in Christianity, Christian principles, and a Christian worldview. They enshrined their view of what the Christian nation looks like in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Right, because was it two phrases?
In the Declaration of Independence, which is not legally binding.
Doesn't matter.
And also not...
It's practically sacred text in this country.
And also the phrases that were used...
were about as generic as they could be
were
for that time.
Specifically deist verbiage. Non-Christian deist verbiage.
Right, because half of them were atheists.
Eh, not quite yet.
Half of them were philosophically almost there. Agnostic.
If they'd been post-Darwin, practicing, they would have been atheists.
Okay, practicing agnostic.
but the creator. The Declaration of Independence refers to the creator. The creator is deist speak for a God who created things and then vanished.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Constitution has two references to religion, both in the negative. There is the line of, there will be no religious test for public office, and Congress shall pass no law as respecting the establishment of religion. That's it.
Yeah. That's not Christian at all.
No.
It's not super, it's not religious, it's not based on the Bible, it's not referring to any Abrahamic religion. I mean, it's just, it's, but these people who believe this so believe it.
Yeah.
That you can point out, they will find a word and ride that to the end.
Mm-hmm. And granted, like we talked about with several months back with Andrew Seidel, not necessarily the best example, but is a really good one. The Treaty of Tripoli in 1803 explicitly said the United States is founded in no sense on the Christian religion. You look at other treaties from the early days of the United States, they knew how to talk Christian nationalism, you know, with stuff like His Most Royal Highness, who by the grace of God is blah, 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 blah. They knew how to write that way. And the Constitution did not start with any by the grace of God anything. It started with we the people. That's very much a not Christian way of doing it.
No, it's the populace. It's...
Yeah.
People... Right. Yeah, the people were supposed to have the power. The people are very diverse, but whatever.
All right, Trump was in Davos, Switzerland at a global conference.
I thought you meant Betty.
No. Or Davos. Sorry, it's Davos.
Oh, okay.
This is not a time for pessimism. This is a time for optimism. Fear and doubt is not a good thought process because this is a time for tremendous hope and joy and optimism and action. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers.
Ouch.
And I have them, and you have them, and we all have them. And they want to see us do badly, but we don't let that happen.
What do you think he was referring to with all this?
Well, the obvious one would be global warming.
Yep.
Climate change, because he's very anti that.
And Greta Thunberg was in the audience.
And he's anti her.
Uh-huh.
He's anti-Greta. I'm pro-Greta. Go Greta. It's just, yeah. The people who, it's amazing how many people think that climate change is just a theory. It's not proven. And the Earth has fluctuated so much in the past. How can we say that this isn't one of those fluctuations? My only response to that is, so if we try to lower pollution and make it a better world, who loses?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Why? If we do that and it turns out to not be human caused, what's the damage?
Right.
I don't see.
Heck, even.
Oh, I know what it is. A few people don't get a few more billion dollars.
Yep.
And by few, I mean a few.
Like, I have right-wing people in my family who are actively loving all clean energy options.
Yeah, because it's everything else is dirty. It's gross. It ruins the way you live when you're, you know, off the grid in the forest.
And it also, even if they don't necessarily think it's climate change, there's also a really good conservative argument for we need to get off of foreign oil. The U.S. is dependent on Middle Eastern countries. That's why we have to keep fighting wars over there. They have something over us. They have power over us. And that is bad.
Yeah.
I also think that is a good reason for it. If it wasn't for Saudi Arabia's oil, they would not be the U.S.'s friends.
No, they wouldn't. That is the one thin line that is preventing nuclear apocalypse.
Except Saudi Arabia doesn't have nukes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm willing to bet that they do.
They would invade Israel, who does have nukes.
Yeah, okay. it's like if they don't have them, they can get them.
Yeah, the only country in that region that have nukes is Israel. Well, Pakistan's kind of in that region-ish. But yeah, it's incredibly frustrating that he's saying we need optimism, not pessimism. Yeah, well, do something the fuck about it.
Yeah. Don't just, you know, optimism versus pessimism does not equal action. If we need to act in a way that is joyful, then let's make sure that we can pass that on to the next generation. Maybe.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And the prophets of doom are scientists who are doing very careful study and computer models to try to predict likely outcomes of the future. That's not prophecy. That is math.
Yeah. And it's not fortune telling. You know, it may not be 100% correct in the end, but it's something.
Yeah. And the last
time... You can figure out where a projectile is going to land by using calculus.
And the last time
pretty easy.
The Earth had all of this carbon that we're releasing back into the atmosphere, the last time that was all around was the Carboniferous era. The world was a hothouse, meaning no ice.
Yeah. And some people think that, oh, that's just what Earth is doing and we're doomed anyway, so why should we change what we do now?
But if you look at the climate models, we're actually should be in an ice age. It should be getting colder right now, not hotter, but we keep changing the chemistry of the atmosphere. And then there's the people who think that, you know, there's no way we could do enough to change the chemistry to do that. How many grains of salt do you need to put in a glass of water before you don't want to drink it anymore? It doesn't take much.
No.
Trump has announced new guidance, and I say new in air quotes.
Sarcastic quotes.
Yeah, yeah. About prayer in schools. This new guidance changes, well, nothing.
Right, it's more just a reaffirmation.
It's an update of the policy that's been in effect since 2003. So we're talking just updating Bush's policy, and they haven't actually changed anything.
No, it was a photo op, and apparently a really good one.
Well, evangelicals aren't uniformly standing behind Trump anymore. A couple months ago, there was a scathing editorial in Christianity Today.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And another Christian magazine editor quit over evangelical support of Trump. Like,
right. I mean, there's all these things about, you know, be wary of false prophets.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. He's not Jesus.
And the Prophets of Doom?
Yeah.
Americans United has had a at least small win so far in a lawsuit for access to contraceptives. The ruling they got last week, this is a case filed in 2018, allows the case to go forward.
Why is this still a thing?
That's not big, but at least the case hasn't been thrown out.
Yeah. It's been given the green light to go ahead to the next step.
So what they are suing...
Which is what?
So they are suing Notre Dame University and the Trump administration for the... Or actually, I think they're just suing the university for making a secret deal with the Trump administration to allow them to not offer contraceptives to students or faculty on the university insurance plan, or make arrangements with the insurance company to do it.
Boo. Yeah. If you're not going to do the one, you have to do the other. There's no... Apparently, there is a way to get out of it.
Yep. It was a secret deal. They got it. Yeah, and no, this shouldn't still be a thing. There still shouldn't be a fight. But until we have single-payer healthcare, it will continue to be.
Yeah.
I think the best solution to it that the government should have done in the Obama days was create a special Medicare program to cover it, kind of like the Medicare program that covers all dialysis treatments.
Or black lung.
And yeah, just create the special program. All contraceptives are covered under it. Just let the doctor's offices and pharmacies take care of it. It would have been a piece of cake.
Yep. It never would have passed.
Nope. In the St. Paul, Minnesota suburb of Cottage Grove, the Grove United Methodist Church will be shutting down in June. They will be reopening in November, and they are asking their older members, most of whom are over the age of 60, to find other churches.
That's the majority of their congregation, right?
Yeah.
So they just told most of their congregation to go find someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from my understanding, this is more geographical than it sounds.
Yeah, the regional...
There's quite a few surrounding United Methodist churches that they can go to.
Yes. And the regional United Methodist Church governing body is going to be paying $250,000 to restart the church. Their goal is to take it from being mostly elderly people to restarting it for young families.
Offer daycare. That'll suck them right in.
All churches basically do.
I know. It's the only reason why I would ever, like, even think about stepping in a church. It's like, here, watch my kid.
Okay, so we put Kylie to bed. Took a little break and put Kylie to bed. But there is one last point I do want to make with this story. Christianity is in serious trouble, and they know it.
Yeah.
The average church, like, the if you were to do a grayscale chart of the color of the average church's hair.
Yeah.
It's pretty far over on the white side.
God, you have the weirdest ways of explaining things. Oh, man.
No, it is a way that it's often talked about, is the gray heads and the church graying. And
oh, yeah.
Those are common analogies for it. And it is, this is their attempt to fix it.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense if you have several churches in a town, city, to have one kind of designated for the younger crowd, for family, because there's a lot of people who go to church because it's quiet, it's the same routine, and you do not want a toddler in the back screaming,
mm-hmm.
Kylie, I'm talking to you. No, she quieted it down.
But there's, and I think there is a little bit of, there is some truth to, if you're the only one bringing a kid to church, you're not going to be likely to go back.
Yeah, you're not going.
That is also operating under the assumption that that's why there aren't young people in the church. There aren't young people in the church because they've all left.
Yeah. Yeah, they all had play groups growing up, Sunday school, and they they're still leaving.
Yeah.
But for the people who do chase, who are religious, who do choose to stay, it's nice to have that option for young families. Just like, it's nice to have the option of having a quiet one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it almost seems to me like they're trying to create a Go Mormon style with a family's ward.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
And in a local story, the Wasmuth Center, working with several states...
The Wasmuth Center for Human Rights?
Yes.
That's his full title.
Sorry, the article just calls it the Wasmuth Center. They are working with several state leaders, especially Senator Sheree Buckner Webb.
Ah, yes. She's awesome.
Kind of spearheading it. To create a certification program in Idaho on diversity and human rights.
Yeah.
The goal is for individuals. They're really hoping business leaders will take part.
That's the big one. It's trying to get businesses to recognize that this needs to be talked about.
And for people to learn when office conversation is going from normal to kind of off color to white nationalist.
Yeah.
And calling it out before it gets all the way to white nationalist.
Or, yeah, straight up racist, sexist, whatever.
This article from KTVB actually points out that the Southern Poverty Law Center has identified at least 10 hate groups in Idaho.
Aw, only 10?
At least 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay, at least. That makes sense.
Most are in northern Idaho.
God, they cannot shake that.
No.
It's like bed bugs. Little racist bed bugs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. You're going to have to burn it down. Start over.
But all the forests... Idaho. No.
It's beautiful. Oh, the cedar grove.
Yeah, you got to leave that intact.
Yeah, okay.
We need to smoke them out. Nope, that's fire. Fire's bad in forests. Call them out for their hate and make it uncomfortable for them to live and work in Idaho.
Yeah, because it's kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, I worked at Best Buy with a guy who... I had to look up what a separatist was. That's how naive I was. I'm like, separatist? What is it? I thought maybe he agreed with the South in the Civil War. I wasn't really sure, but I didn't realize it was a current thing and that he was actively avoiding anybody with darker skin so that he didn't have to help them.
Segregationist would be...
Not
secessionist, they can, but segregationalist.
Separatist.
Concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like, oh, so you're just a racist. You didn't like that, but...
Yeah, it's true. And so, yeah, this program, I honestly don't believe it's going to have much of an effect, but it has a chance.
You should get certified. We should both get certified. I'm sure it costs $200, $400, whatever.
Well, but it's definitely worth looking into.
Well, let's pay for my nose surgery and Bucky's tooth removal first.
Yeah. And the credit cards. And
stop staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning thinking about what I can possibly sell to try and make up for how much money I take. Oh, man. Yeah. That went dark fast.
We have a new patron. Erica.
Sorry. I think I inhaled a hair.
Oh,
one of those little Bucky hairs floating around. Looking at you, Bucky. Yeah.
Actually, probably Rocco. Those are the real floaters. Yeah. Erica. So thank you, Erica.
Erica, thank you so much.
We greatly appreciate the support.
And the rest of you, let us know how we're doing. Do you like the setup? Do you want to hear more, have more guests? Do you want more interviews? Do you want more whatever? And like every week... I say, send me pictures of your dog, because that's awesome.
Which we got from Josh. Comment. This is on the website using the feedback form, and it worked, and I got it.
Yes!
Per Lauren's request, here's Kirby.
There's a whole bunch of them. Oh my God, it's an Ewok. Oh my God! He's on a lime. Oh. Look at that fat little, flat little face. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Hold on. Yeah, see, there's three more. Oh, Josh. Oh, Oh, you get an A+. What? Oh my goodness. Is that a pillow with all of your family's pictures on it? Snuggled up to the dog next to the fireplace? Oh, you win. I mean, you're the only competitor, but you win. Hold on. Got two more here. Aw, let sleeping dogs lie. Look at that belly. I want to rub that belly. Oh, Kirby, you're so cute. I want a little what? Shih Tzu? Shih Tzu mix? I'm not usually one that goes for the flat noses, but you literally have it dressed up as an Ewok. Oh my god, I just died. You can't see the tears, but they're there. Oh my gosh. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I'm out.
All right, so if you want to break Lauren with... God damn, that's insane.
It's so good.
It looks so angry about the costume.
Oh, man, it's angry about the freaking Imperial forces.
Oh, man.
Okay, we're both broken now.
Yep, that's, if you want to send pictures of your dogs...
You can hear us break over them.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Or kitties. Or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that wraps it up for this week. Next week, we have an interview because Lauren will be recovering from surgery and I will be taking care of her.
I'll have a bell.
And I will be editing it while Lauren sleeps.
I should have a bell on my phone that I can press.
Actually, I'll be editing it while Lauren and Kylie are both sleeping.
Right.
And listeners, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Atheist Nomads. You can find show notes and contact information at atheistnomads.com. Follow us on Twitter at Atheist Nomads. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/atheistnomads. Please subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcatcher of choice. And while you're there, feel free to leave us a review. Theme music is courtesy of Sturdy Fred. Until next time, this has been the Atheist Nomads.